Unto thee shall the vows be performed. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it with the river of God, which is full of water. You prepare them corn when you have so provided it. You water the ridges thereof abundantly. You settle the furrows thereof. You make it soft with showers. You bless the springing thereof. You crown the year with thy goodness, and your path drop fatness. And so, good Lord, receive these tithes of your abundant goodness. Amen. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. O gracious Father above, we rejoice in the knowledge that you love your people with an everlasting love that flows out from the depths of eternity. It is only because of the certainty of your love that we can weather the trials of our days. Lord, we lift up our praises that in Christ we are made new. Thank you that you are alive and dwell in each of us, and for the hope that it fills us with every day. Increase our faith as we confess there are times we struggle. We live in a world of chaos and destruction, not to mention our own sinfulness. Struggle with. Strengthen our trust in you and remind us that you truly do work all things for your good. Father, we pray for this nation and all those in a position of authority. May the leading of your Spirit direct the words and decisions of our President, his advisors, the Congress, seeking the common good for all your people. Lord, we pray for your peace to shower down amidst tension throughout this land. It is by your healing hope that we may see an end to the violence and destruction throughout this nation. We pray for your comfort and healing to be upon all those who continue to struggle with health issues in their lives. We ask for employment for all those who desire to work and provide for their families. For those who are anxious and discouraged, we pray for your light of hope to shine brightly in their lives. Father, we lift up our sisters, Susan and Helen, as they continue to recover from their surgeries. We lift up Norma's dad, Norman, and Bill McGovern's mom, Helen, as they struggle with poor health. We pray for Kristen, and we ask for your favor and the ability to once again be able to drive. We pray for those battling addictions or depressions and ask that you would deliver them from this bondage. O Lord, we lift up your church, especially here at Oakwood and those in the CREC. In this restless time, may the body of Christ be loving and serving your people, a calming presence in the time of need, like salt of the earth, and a light shining your love and hope in darkness. And all these things and so much more, we lift up our praises, O God, as we give you thanks for the gift of your Son, Jesus, who taught us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting King, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now, by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven, and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
This is a meal that Jesus has given to us, and wine is the drink of kings. It requires discernment. It is a symbol. If you go through the Bible, you see any time that there's a coronation of a new king, the wine is flowing, and it is there so that we understand we have responsibility to rule and to reign. And so very much what we were talking about here today, this assessment, this discernment, this ability to judge, has been appointed to us. And we're derelict in our duty if we do not embrace it. Our Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Our Father, we give you thanks for the bread of life, your Son Jesus, who gave his broken body for us, bless this bread, that we may be renewed and strengthened in faith to serve you more fully through our Lord and Savior Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the supper, he took the cup and again he gave thanks. Our Father, we give you thanks for the blood that's poured out for us. Bless this wine as a renewal of covenant vows. Through the blood of the everlasting covenant, this we ask through Jesus our Lord. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins."
Thank you.
this is the cup of blessing, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have fed us and refreshed us at this your table. Strengthen us in faith towards you and in fervent love one toward another through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. Give thee peace. Amen. Amen.